This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are Russian troops in Ukraine deliberately killing civilians? Russia says no. Those photos of bodies you see in the streets of Ukraine are stage-managed anti-Russian provocations, says Moscow. But Ukraine and many world leaders say Russian forces are targeting civilians. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian officials say the bodies of 410 civilians have been found in towns around the capital Kiev that were recaptured from Russian forces in recent days. In Bucha, northwest of the capital, Associated Press journalists have seen 21 bodies. Now, some Western leaders have called for further sanctions in response to the alleged atrocities, even as Moscow continues to press its offensive in the country's east. For example, Germany's defense minister is suggesting the EU discuss a ban on Russian gas imports. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning, the U.S. government seized a mega yacht in Spain owned by an oligarch with close ties to the Russian president. In a video shown during the Grammy Awards last night, Ukraine's President Zelensky implored those watching to support his nation.
Tell the truth about the war on your social networks, on TV, support us in any way you can.
President Zelensky heard there on CBS, which aired the Recording Academy's Grammys show last night. John Batiste beat everybody with the most Grammys, 5. Margie Zarletta's got more.
We Are by John Batiste won the Album of the Year Grammy. Olivia Rodrigo won Best New Artist. And Silk Sonic won Song and Record of the Year for Leave the Door Open. The Foo Fighters dropped out of performing at the Grammys after the death of drummer Taylor Hawkins. They won 3 Grammys, including Best Rock Album for Medicine at Midnight. Then sings my song. Carrie Underwood's My Savior won the Roots Gospel Album.
This is AP News. Comedian Estelle Harris has died. She was 93 years old. The AP's Jennifer King.
She'll be remembered for her role on TV Seinfeld as George Costanza's mother with a short fuse and a loud mouth.
George is getting married!
But in a 1999 interview, Estelle Harris said she hated the sound of her voice.
I sound to myself like Marlene Dietrich or, you know, but when I hear myself, I sound to myself just like a munchkin.
The late Jerry Stiller, who played her on-screen husband, called her a born performer. Harris also voiced Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise.
I'm packing you an extra pair of shoes and your angry eyes.
She once said her greatest achievements were her children, her grandchildren, and her career in that order. Harris's agent confirmed the actor's death Saturday in Palm Desert, California. I'm Jennifer King.
The big weekend movie, Morbius, Sony Pictures' Marvel adaptation about a vampire-transforming biochemist. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.